And welcome to the Happy Me Project podcast, the space where self-development doesn't have to be fancy. And we take the bullshit out of positive mindset. My name is Holly Matthews, and I'm a self-development coach. I'm a former TV actress. I'm the founder of the Happy Me Project, and I'm a widowed mom of two amazing little girls, Brooke and Texas. And today on the show, we are discussing purpose. So grab a cuppa, pull up a chair, and let's have a chat. Today on the show, I want us to take the pressure off ourselves. We put a ridiculous amount of pressure on ourselves to be everything and do everything. And some days, it is just one foot in front of the other. And if today is that day for you, then so be it, okay? No pressure, no judgment. Some days are shit. They are. And that doesn't mean that all of life is shit. We spend too much time focusing on the negative, of course, but it's still okay to acknowledge when days are hard, or you're having a day of anxiety, or you're having a day where it feels completely overwhelming and you don't even know how you've ever got to this point in your life. We have those days, don't we? And it doesn't matter where you are on your self-development journey. People look at me and I talk about this stuff all of the time, but that doesn't mean, and I know this stuff, I know all of the tips and tricks and tools, and although I'm continuing to learn, obviously, all of the time and continuing to grow, it doesn't mean that just because you know the logical side of stuff that you respond in that way all of the time. What it does mean is the more that you learn about yourself, the more that you learn about your own triggers and who you are, and the more self-development knowledge you have and ways that might have helped other people that you can try and use, you can come back quicker from those moments of times being difficult. That's the difference, I think. When you have knowledge about yourself and you have a good amount of knowledge of some tips and tools that you could use when things are tough, then you tend to be able to bounce back quicker. So for me personally, I'm pretty good at bouncing back, but that does not mean that I don't escape those dark days or those moments of anxiety or absolute overwhelm. I had it this week, and I think probably because I have been in isolation when I'm recording this and just got lots of bits and pieces on in life, but I always do. So that same amount of work will be absolutely fine when my head's in the right place. But for whatever reason, yesterday I felt completely and utterly overwhelmed in this world. And I really became aware of what was going on for me, because I do practice what I preach and stuff. And I began to just notice what was actually happening, what was happening in my body, what, you know, the physical aspects of that. So I've noticed for me, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I can almost have a bit of a fuzzy head. My breathing becomes a lot more erratic. So I feel it. I mean, as I'm recording this, I'm putting my hands on my chest because I feel it up in my neck. I feel like there's not enough breath in the world. So I feel quite out of breath and almost like a panicky sensation. And I know that I just don't get stuff done in that moment. And my thoughts become very negative. They become very extreme, really all or nothing thinking. I start to think things like, I noticed that I was thinking, have I ever done this? How do people do things? How do people get dressed? How do people look after their kids? How do people eat? You know, just like normal stuff. And the funny thing about it is that I also notice that during those times of overwhelm, I'm also conscious and aware enough to know that what is going through my head is bullshit. And I know that it's bullshit, and I know that it's just because I'm feeling overwhelmed. And so I have gained that knowledge about myself, the clues about me, what happens to me when I feel overwhelmed or anxious, what starts to happen physically, what starts to happen in my mind. And then I have to look at what can I do to move myself out of it? Because I also know that time will move me out of it regardless, but it doesn't feel good and I still have to function. I'm a parent, so I literally have to function. I have to make teas, I have to look after my kids. maybe different if it was just me. I don't know. I could just sit there in my pants and eat chocolate. And I really want some chocolate now, guys. I keep mentioning it because we haven't had a food shop in this house yet and we're in isolation, so I can't just go and get chocolate. And we'd love some chocolate. Send chocolate. I actually put a box of chocolates on my shopping today just because I just want to eat a box of chocolates. And I'm an adult and I can do that if I want. And that might move me out of overwhelm. I don't know. But anyway, back to overwhelm. That was a little sidestep for us there. But I now know what kind of things help. And one of the things I find for me is that if my house is also a mess on top of that, which it often is, that adds to the pressure. If I walk in every room and it feels really cluttered and there's stuff everywhere and there's mess, when I'm in an overwhelmed or anxious state, that adds to that adds fuel to the fire, because then I start thinking, well, I don't even know where to begin with this. Not only do I feel overwhelmed, but also the dishwasher needs doing and I haven't mopped the floor, or I haven't done, you know, there's dishes on the side, there's that needs doing, the fish tank needs changing. You know, all of this stuff becomes massive. And in my head, you feel, and you guys know this, whatever your version of this is, I know you know it, because we're all so connected as humans and we're all the same. And that overwhelming feeling, you feel like you're drowning in it. I literally felt yesterday that I was drowning in the fish tank, having to just change the fish's water. Not a big deal, but it felt a lot. So what I did was start small and worked out. And I started with just decluttering it, and decluttering the space that I was in felt like progress. And I hated every second of it when I started it, but I set myself challenges of going, right, for 10 minutes, I'm just going to do the kitchen. For 10 minutes, I'm just gonna clear the front room. I'm gonna Hoover. And actually, as I went on, not only the fact that things started to feel clear, I also noticed that because I was physically moving my body, and because I was doing it quite quickly, the exercise that I was doing by doing the hoovering, by doing the mopping, by walking backwards and forwards, tidying up, actually also impacted my mood as well. Because I've been in the house, I haven't had a lot of opportunity to really get properly physical exercise wise. I mean, I probably could have, let's not make excuses, but I haven't. So that hasn't happened. So I think that's also impacted my mood. Now I'm sharing my stuff with you guys because, one, I think it's important that I, as somebody who talks about this stuff, doesn't hide away from my own personal difficulties day to day. Because then you can see that there's ways that we are all the same, and how I'm working through it could potentially be something for you. At the very least, what I want you to do when you feel anxiety or overwhelm is first and foremost, notice, tune in with yourself and ask yourself, ooh, what's going on with me today? And see if you can solve that little riddle. Do you know where it's coming from? I was quite aware. There was a few specific personal reasons why, and they were legitimate reasons to feel a little bit anxious, why I was feeling that, why that had probably begun. So tune in with yourself. Next up is to notice physically what's happening, because this can also give us clues for the future. So for me, if I notice in the future that I'm starting to feel a bit out of breath, and a bit of a fuzzy head, can't describe that in any other way, you might have experienced that yourself, and also a bit of a foggy brain, you know, just feeling a bit meh. If I can notice those clues and keep them and be aware of them for the future, if I start to notice those physical symptoms, I might be able to get on top of something before it becomes the, I can't even function, gonna have to sit in my pants and just eat chocolate all day. And we don't necessarily want to get there. I'm not saying that there aren't days when that's an option, but we don't really want to get there too often. And if we can be mindful and aware of what physically happens for us before we have a bit of a breakdown or a bad day, or a bad moment, that can be another clue. So notice, ask yourself what's going on for you, see if you can solve that riddle. Notice what's happening physically for you, and then just ask yourself, what could I do now that might help this situation? Is there somebody else I can speak to? Is there something I can do now that might just feel a little bit better? It might be as simple as, I need a sandwich. I need to eat something, and that might just alleviate the hunger that's bubbling alongside my overwhelm. Or you need a drink, or you think, do you know what? I'm going to go and have a shower. There's something quite powerful about just go and have a shower. It almost washes away a moment. It might just be something as simple as that. Go for a walk. But then, so you're then going to ask yourself, what is it that I can do in this moment? You're also going to take the pressure off yourself, and you're going to recognize that there are sometimes moments where, for whatever reason, just an amalgamation, a concoction of loads of things occurring at once that just collide in your body, including hormones and outside external stuff, internal stuff, noises, sensory stuff, whatever. It's just a concoction of stuff that just collides at one moment and you just feel rubbish. And there's no sense, no rhyme, no reason. And you don't even know what, we don't know why it's happened. And so you know that sometimes you'll sit there and if nothing else, you can know that time will move you forward from it. Sometimes you just got to hold tight and know it will not be the same forever. Because the one thing we know with certainty is nothing stays the same forever. Not good, not bad. And that can be a really powerful thing for us to remember in our darkest moments. But take the pressure off yourself this week. And if you are having a day or a week or a moment where you just don't feel yourself and you just think, oh gosh, it's just me. And you start this all or nothing, black and white thinking where we catastrophize everything. We make everything bigger than it is. If you're in those moments or you have these moments, just do those few steps this week and know it will not stay like this forever. Know that you are not alone in this experience. I have it. The other listeners that listen to this have these same experiences. Those in my Happy Me Project community experience the same things. We might have our own version of it, but we all go through this, no matter what part of this planet that you are living in. That's what happens for you. So I hope that helps. And I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you've been able to listen to this today. And you can always come back to this on those days when it doesn't feel that good. I will speak to you all next Thursday at 7 a.m. when I release my podcast Bright and Early into the world. And let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts. Just, you know, come say hi, subscribe, leave your comments, all that stuff. And I will speak to you next week. Peace. To learn more about the Happy Me Project, my online courses, events, and one-on-one coaching, click the links below and get involved. Make sure to share this podcast, follow, subscribe, and tell me all of your learnings. I will catch you on the next episode. Stay safe. Peace.